Welcome to the Diva Deets, the ultimate podcast for women over 40 who are ready to take control of their health, ditch the diets, and lose weight for good. If you have been struggling with your weight, feeling like nothing is working anymore, and wondering if your body is just stuck, and you're like, what the crap? This episode is for you. Today, I'm going to break down what actually works for fat loss and weight loss over 40. What is wasting your time? Because there's a lot of it out there. And I'm going to give you a simple science-backed plan to start seeing real results without starving yourself and without spending hours and hours in the gym, because we do not have time for that, right? By the end of this episode, you're going to have a roadmap to success. And if you are ready for even more, I'm going to tell you exactly how you and I can work together to make this happen for you, okay? So first of all, let's address the elephant in the room. And that is, why is it so much harder to lose weight when you're over 40? And you know, what's actually really happening? Because, you know, it feels like, for me, it felt like my body's broken. Everything that used to work no longer works. What on earth? Your body's not broken. You're not alone, first of all. I think that's the biggest thing is people don't talk about it enough, but you're not alone. There's no reason for you to suffer in silence. I hate that so many of us suffer in silence thinking that there's something wrong with us. And we just need to say, you know, help. And I'm going to help you tweak that today. But part of what's happening, things are changing. And we don't necessarily know how to go with that change and support it. And that was definitely me. So you are not alone in that. Hormones, metabolism shift, and the big one, muscle loss can make weight gain easier and weight loss more challenging, especially if you're using outdated methods. Now, listen, we're Gen X. I primarily coach and work with women over 40. So we are of the cabbage soup era. We are of the era that says, eat a shake for breakfast, a shake for lunch, and have a sensible dinner and you'll lose weight. And that's like 800 calories a day. And that's what we were taught. We were taught to suffer to lose weight. The problem is when you're over 40, that actually doesn't work anymore. It's why your mom struggled when you were a kid and you were watching her go through this, or at least that's why mine did. The biggest mistake that women over 40 make is following the advice that works in their 20s.
Guilty of that pleasure.
Excessive cardio. That was what I taught. Your belly fat, the way you get rid of your belly fat, cardio. Guess what? When you're over 40, whatever weird little dude told you that, I know exactly which one it was in my world. I want to just find him and punch him in the gut and be like, yep, now that I'm over 40, tell me that again, bummer. So I wish that I would have known this in my 20s, because you can get away with a little bit of restriction in your 20s and lose weight, and in your 30s, to be quite honest with you. It really worked until I turned about 38. And then it was like, wah, wah. So the extreme calorie restriction, the cardio, and low fat. There's nothing wrong with low fat, but there are fats that you need when you are over 40. So the real fix, a science-backed approach that prioritizes strength. It prioritizes strength so that we can boost your metabolism. So it's prioritizing your metabolism. And it's also prioritizing hormone balance. And that is really, really important. There are four pillars of weight loss for women over 40. Let me rephrase that. There are four pillars of fat loss. If you follow me on social media, which I highly encourage that you do, my Instagram handle is Donya Powers EC. And you will notice that one of my reels has got me pushing a plate of grapefruits forward and pushing a plate of oranges forward. My cats have rubbed on my microphone and there's literally hair puffing every time that I speak. That's funny right there. Okay, so with the grapefruits and the oranges, your body, when it has a pound of fat, is roughly about a size of a grapefruit. A pound of muscle is about the size of an orange. So when you think about that, what we're trying to do is get rid of fat, right? But in order to do that, we have to gain muscle. Well, if you lose 10 grapefruits, but you gain 10 oranges, what's the scale going to do? Not a dang thing. Nada. Zilch. And women, our generation is so hung up on the scale. So I do a battery of measurements with women so that they can see results. The first thing that you've got to make sure that you do is measure. Okay. So keep that in mind as we go along. As we walk through these pillars, keep that orange and grapefruit picture in your mind. You have pound of muscle, you have pound of fat. Okay. So I'm not talking about the scale, if I can just really emphasize that to you today. Okay. So listen, strength training over cardio. I'm sorry, what? Yes. Strength training over cardio. If you have to pick between strength training and cardio, pick strength always, forever, forever till the end of time right now. We don't want you getting any weaker. Getting weaker is what causes people to end up in nursing homes. You need to get stronger, not weaker. Muscle is your metabolism's best friend. With every piece of your muscle that leaves you, bye-bye metabolism. Yay. Nobody told me that when I was in my 20s and 30s. Nobody did. If you're not lifting weights, you're losing muscle. And that slows fat loss and speeds up fat storage. I can't emphasize that enough. So what is our step with that? What do we do? How do we create action with that? Start training 3 times a week. Start training 3 times a week. And I'm going to go get a pen and write this down, or pause me if you're listening to me, okay? You're going to want to train all of your muscle groups. Keep it really simple. You don't need to overthink this. Don't overthink this. This is a great way to do it. You don't have to do it this way. This is just if you are really lost and you don't know where to start, write this down. On Monday, you're going to work chest and triceps. On Wednesday, you're going to work your legs. On Friday, you're going to work back and biceps. Now you have hit your whole body. You can do body weight and resistance training workouts, but you don't have to. You can do weights, lift actual weights, because when is the last time you picked up a bag of groceries and it was super, super light, right? So keep that in mind. So pillar one is what? What is it? Strength training over cardio. Always choose strength training. Does that mean you can't do cardio? No. And listen, if you're a runner and you love running, you need to find a coach that will help you with running. And I actually have a coach, but she is about to deliver a baby. And so she will be available soon to work with clients again. But right now she's not available. She's my daughter, and I get to be badass grandma. So we're just going to leave that there. But she has 13, 14 years of running experience. Eating to retain muscle when you run is insane. The amount of carbohydrates that you have to eat to maintain your muscle when you're over 40, it's insane, but it's totally doable, but it's not what we're talking about today. Okay. So don't be like, I run, blah, blah. That's a different conversation. It's a different conversation. And I'm going to refer you to a coach that handles that specifically. I help women over 40 lose fat, period. End of story. I help them lose weight and become the best and strongest version of themselves. So we know we should strength train over cardio. Let me tell you what else, queen. You got to get that protein in. So we got to make sure that we are getting protein. Women over 40 need more protein, not less. I had somebody tell me that their doctor told them that they just needed about 50 grams of protein a day. Poppycock, your baby needs 50 grams of protein a day. It helps maintain muscle. It helps control cravings. It helps support metabolism. It is important. It's a critical component. If you are sitting in a meal and there's not protein in it, put some in it. You are just literally going to have to fight to keep your muscle if you're not eating protein. Am I saying don't eat carbohydrates? Nope, that never came out of my mouth. And in fact, I'm a super, super huge big fan of carbohydrates. In fact, as we get older, it's going to help with a lot of different things, not just keeping our muscles super happy, okay? But right now, we're going to talk about protein is queen, queen. Protein is queen, queen. Put on that little tiara. Get your scepter and be like, protein, protein, get your protein. I love that audio. I'm like, why don't I write stuff like that? Because I could be hysterical. So what do we want to aim for? About 1 gram of protein per pound of goal body weight. What does that mean? That means if you want to weigh 140 pounds, you eat 140 grams of protein per day. You take that and you break that over 5 to 6 meals. And boom, there you go. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Literally, just don't fry it. Okay, cool. Our third pillar is hormone-friendly nutrition. What does that mean? That means we're balancing our blood sugar and our fats. That's why when I tell somebody to eat some fruit, grab a tablespoon of peanut butter, which is about 16 grams of peanut butter to balance that out. Why? Because we want to balance that blood sugar. Your hormones are dictating your cravings. That's not changed. You remember when we were younger, it's like, I've got to have chocolate. And really you did. Once you got that chocolate, you were like, thank you, Lord Jesus, for little baby Jesus, for making chocolate. And you were like, yes, right? So that hasn't really changed. You still have cravings. But they are really going to gear you toward binging if you are starving yourself, because they are helping you with energy and fat storage and all the things. Your hormones are smart. They're trying to keep you alive. And so thank you, Lord, for our hormones. We want to keep them happy by stabilizing our blood sugar. By stabilizing your blood sugar, you are keeping hormones in balance, period. End of story. How does this work? Like, if you're looking at a plate of food, build meals with protein, build meals with fiber. That's fruits. That's carbohydrates that are, you know, that are fiber driven, like brown rice, quinoa, different stuff like that. And that's tossing in healthy fats. That's nuts. That's seeds. That's avocado. Yeah. I mean, truly avoid those carb only low fat meals. Why? That's going to spike everything up. You need some fats, not a ton of fat. And you know what? Fats are expensive. We've talked about this on here before, but for every gram of protein, it's 4 calories. For every gram of fat, it's 9. For every gram of carbs, it's 4 calories. For every gram of fat, it's 9. Okay. So we want to make sure we are dealing with and eating hormone-friendly nutrition. Here's a free resource for you that is out in the world for everybody to get. Go to tdeecalculator.net. Unless you sit all day long, put that you are moderately active so that you can see how many calories that you need to consume to be healthy at the weight that you are. Then you're going to take that and take away about 250 calories. Now you're in a deficit. Now you'll start losing fat, but you will retain muscle and you'll be able to support the weight that you're at without starving, without feeling hungry, and without feeling deprived. Okay. Please, oh, please, oh, please don't take away what we've been told our whole life. And that's to drop down to like 1100, 1200 calories. Cause that's what I did. And that's how I gained 50 pounds. That does not work when you are over 40. Okay. You have saboteurs in your midst. The hidden fat loss saboteurs are stress and sleep, without a doubt. And I was talking to a lady today, and she's just very upset about the political climate of today. And I just choose not to put my opinions out there because it's like everybody's got an opinion, just like they have a butthole. So I just feel like I'm keeping mine to myself. But at the same time, we have to keep forging on. So for me, no matter who's president, we keep forging on, right? But at the same time, I understand and am compassionate for the political climate. But I don't know how to emphasize to everybody that you control two things in your life. One of them is your action. One of them is your attitude. Outside of that, you literally control nothing. If you are asked to sign a petition, that's action. If you feel good about it, sign it. If you are asked to go march and protest and you feel good about it, that's action. You control those things. What other people do and say, you have no control. And you have to learn how to let that go. That was a major problem for me for a long time. And as soon as I started letting that go, my life felt like, oh, that's much better. I don't control what my children do. I don't. Even as an infant, you're like, why are you crying? You don't control them. I don't control what my husband does. To this day, I'll be like, why did you do that? I don't control him. And I don't want to. I don't want that responsibility. My gosh, it's hard enough to control a moo, right? So stress, that's one of the biggest ways you can let go of it, is to pull everything back into what you can control. I do something called a mind dump. You may or may not find this very helpful. It is very helpful for me. Yeah, I don't have these kind of meltdowns anymore, but I used to have like, I can't even begin to tell you how helpless I felt, panic attacks, waking up in the middle of the night, can't catch my breath, rushing to the emergency room, thinking I'm having a heart attack. That's how bad they were. And they're like, ah, ma'am, I think you're having a panic attack. Well, that's embarrassing because it's 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm sobbing and I don't know you and I don't know why I'm having a panic attack. And so, when I have a lot of anxiety, one of the things that I do is write stuff down. And I call it a mind dump for a reason. I literally write down everything that I'm upset about. If you're upset about the political situation, write it all down. Write it. And then you have to make yourself go through and mark out everything that you can't control. And it literally will eliminate everything on that paper and you'll have a visual of the things that you thought you could control and you are holding on to. And that is desperately destroying your peace. And so go do that. And then you're left with usually about a handful of things, maybe even just one or two. What does that help you with? That is going to decrease cortisol. When you choose to keep and hold and harbor stress, cortisol is designed for flight or fight. is going to help you run away or punch somebody and then run away, right? It's going to help you pick up the car off your baby. It's going to help you do the craziest things. And so we love our cortisol. But when we're using it to hold on to things we can't control, it's going to increase our belly fat and it's going to wreck our metabolism, period. End of story. Not to mention the fact that heart health is a factor. We've talked a lot about heart health. This is heart health month. Lord have mercy. That was really hard to say. It is heart health month. Heart health month. That is funny right there, y'all. And so when we think about how much damage that we might be actually doing to our internal systems by choosing to hold on to stress, and one in three women die from cardiovascular disease of some sort. That's like one third of everybody you know. Why would you want to hold on to the stress? You have to live this life. We have to be able to put one foot in front of the other. We can't live in fear. We can't live in doubt. We can't do that. We can't pull that into our world. So these are the things that I recommend. I am not good at this, but I'm telling you this because Danya needs to do it too. And that is prioritize seven plus hours of sleep. If that means you need to get your honey buns in bed earlier, then you have to. I've been reading these dumb things where it's like, my circadian rhythm says I go to bed at 1:11 a.m. Yeah, but your life doesn't work like that, ding dong. You have to be up at 5 a.m. So that is going to mess up your whole world. You aren't even going to have a chance to get even 10 minutes of deep sleep, let alone the hour that your body needs to restore. Okay. So be smart. As soon as you feel tired, get yourself to bed. Now, I say that understanding that our lives don't quite work super simply, but as soon as you're able to get in bed, don't stay up for yourself and for your time. Give yourself that time in the morning instead and get yourself to bed and get some sleep. Do some stress-reducing habits like walking. Oh, gosh, super itchy nose today. Like walking, like yoga, like deep breathing, stuff like that. So many great apps out there right now. I am not using any currently, but I have used one called Sleep. I don't know if that's still an app. That one was great. There is great different sleep stations on Spotify. There are different sleep stations on YouTube. There are sleep stations on Prime. There's sleep stations on Netflix. It's almost as if we need to have these opportunities to be able to sleep because we're just overstimulated all the time. And so the reality is you're going to have to create something that will stress reduce. And walking helps me a lot. If you're not finding that helps you come to peace, maybe you need to do a mind dump. We talked a lot today about, if you're on fire, you stop, drop, and roll. Well, if you're overwhelmed, you stop, drop, and scan. If you're having stress, stop, drop, and then figure out why am I upset? Okay, well, if you're upset about something you can't control, let's mind dump and get that out of our heads because we can't control it. Now what's left? Do you still feel that way? What's missing? Where are we looking? How can we do it? Stop, drop, and scan. That was a lot for stress, but I really do believe that women walk around overweight and stressed. So I do hope that helps you. And if that didn't help you and you fast forwarded through it, that's totally okay too because I love you. And it was something you could control. Bam, winning. Okay. Here's the other thing. Let's talk about what's wasting your time. Extreme diets waste your time. Intermittent fasting, if you're a woman over 40, you can do it occasionally, but if you do it all the time, you're going to lose too much muscle. If you fast to detox, don't do it more than once or twice a year. Don't do it more than 3 days. If you are doing that, you're going to lose too much muscle. It doesn't start to reset your system after a point. It starts to actually toxify your system because your body's having to go through so much work to keep you alive that it's requiring a lot of oxidation in your system to fight for that. Does that make sense? So there's a point in time where you have to be really careful. There's no magical detox plan out there. There's no magical detox product out there. There's just not. Just eat really good food, drink lots of water, get your butt out, walk every day, get your steps in and get strong, lift 3 times a week. So stop going to extreme things. Extreme diets and cutting too many calories is not the answer. Eating 1,200 calories is not the answer. Toddlers are supposed to have 1,300. What the actual heck? Who came up with 1,200 calories? That is mind-blowing to me. It's the problem. Your body will fight back with cravings. Your body will fight back with fatigue. Your body will fight back with muscle loss and fat storage. And it will fight back with stalled progress or no progress at all. And you will get frustrated. And then guess what you'll do? You'll quit. So don't waste your time on extreme diets. Excessive cardio without balancing it out with strength training. If you're doing hours of cardio and you're not losing weight, it's because cardio burns calories in the moment. Muscle burns calories all day. A lot of people do cardio to punish themselves. That's stupid thinking, because if you're punishing yourself by burning off muscle, how's that going to help you? And within that, just make sure you're not doing more than 20 or 30 minutes of cardio a couple, 2-3 times a week. You just don't need it right now. You need to build your muscle up. If at some point in time you want to add some crazy cardio back, just make sure that your muscle is balanced and that you're eating enough carbohydrates to support that kind of a workout. Otherwise, you'll burn off what's there for the body to go to for glycogen and glucose. It's going to pull off what it needs to keep you alive. It's always going to fight for your life, even when you're not. The other thing that is a big waste of time, well, let me go back to that. Let's go back to this for just a second, because I didn't say this and I want to make sure that I say this. It's not in my notes, but muscle burns calories all day. When I say that, what I mean is for every 10 pounds of muscle, the body at rest will burn up to 500 calories extra per day just by sitting there and you looking so party. That's how efficient muscle is. Muscle burns calories all day. It doesn't burn itself. It's going to burn fat as long as you have enough muscle to balance that out. Does that make sense? So think about that. As you walk through this journey, remember that. That's a really critical component of this. The other thing that is wasting your time, we talk about this often, but I really want you to pull this in, thinking you have to be perfect. The all or nothing is keeping you stuck. It's keeping you stuck, baby girl, and consistency beats perfection every day, all day, every day, every day, all day. Think about the tortoise and the hare. The tortoise did not go fast. He was consistent. Who won? You remember that story? I mean, you got this bunny rabbit that's like, I'm all that in a bag of chips. Look at me, look at me, look at me. You got the tortoise that's like, yeah, I'm just going to keep walking. One foot in front of the other. The whole time that little hare is making fun of him. Just making so much fun of him. But consistency beats perfection every time. So small steps done daily will always outperform extreme plans. I mean, you can't sustain extreme plans. You can't. If you're not doing something that's sustainable for life, stop it. Stop now. Stop it and reach out and say, I'm not doing this anymore. It's crazy. It doesn't even make sense. So what are your next steps? Strength training 3 times a week, even if it's just 15 or 20 minutes, 3 times a week is a game changer. Increase your protein. Add lean proteins to every meal. Eat 5 to 6 meals a day. Balance your blood sugar. Eat fiber. Eat proteins. Eat fruits. Eat fats. 4 altogether for stable energy. So you want to eat fiber, fruits, protein, fats all together for stable energy. Okay. Prioritize your sleep and your stress management. Your hormones will thank you, ladies. They will thank you. And your husband will also thank you and or your wife. Get support. Doing this alone is hard. Doing this alone is hard. Having a plan and accountability makes all the difference in whether you stick something out. One of my newer clients has found solace in being able to post when she has a setback. And I thought, you know, when I saw her post about a setback, I thought, this is the community that I wanted. This is what I wanted. I wanted women to feel safe. I wanted them to be in a place where they could feel supported no matter what's going on. And I want them to have forward motion no matter how slow it is. Forward motion is still forward. Slow progress is still progress. Sometimes it's hard to convince ourselves of that. But you know what? I do absolutely believe in you. So let's make this happen for you. Let's make this happen for you. Now that you have a strategy, but knowledge is not necessarily enough. Some of you, this is what you need and you can go. You can just hit the ground running. You've got my permission. You go, baby, go. But if it's not enough knowledge and you need some help and you're ready to stop guessing and you're ready to see results, I'm actually here to help you. It's a new month. I have 5 spots open for women over 40 who are ready to lose 20 plus pounds in the next 90 days with a sustainable customized plan. You can message me ready on this podcast, or you can message me on Instagram, Donya Powers EC. You can also apply to get on a call with me in the notes on this podcast, or you can go to my website, which is www.empowerdcoaching.com. It's the word empower, the letter D, coaching.com, and we can get you started. I have 5 openings. Is one of them you? All I want for you is to have success. This is designed to give you the most and best successful plan possible. It's not designed to make you feel like you don't have enough information. But if you do want more information or you just freaking need the support, I have a coach. Coaches know we need coaches. I'm here. I'm open and I'm ready. This is the thing. There are so many myths. There's so much stuff out there that's not real. You need a clear, actionable roadmap, and I've given it to you. But if you need more help, I want to make sure that you know it's here. I want you to feel empowered. I want you to feel good about telling people no when they're trying to sell you a pill, when they're trying to sell you a quick fix. When you're over 40, listen, you're over half your life. It's very possible. I know I am. I'll be 49 in a couple months. About to be a grandma. I'm over half, most likely. What do I want the rest of it to be like? Me chasing the next weight loss, the fast, ooh, I lost 15 pounds on that just to gain 30. Makes no sense. I want to make sure that you have the guidance that you need to truly succeed. And that is my heart of hearts. My passion is to help thousands of women all over the world become the best versions of themselves. And that's what I'm here for. And that's what I live for. And I also want to pull down and tear down as much as I can of the diet industry because it destroys women on a daily versus helping them. It's just a billion-dollar industry for a reason because you're easy to dupe. How about we stop being duped? How about we stop playing games? And how about we move forward with sustainable, science-driven results instead of the next quick fix? So divas, until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous. Thanks for tuning into this latest episode of the Diva Deets. If this helped you and you found it valuable, share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Ready for more support? Join my free Facebook community or join my coaching community. The details are in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.